Mesechet Megillah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Rosh Chodesh Ador is the Chol Yud B'Shabbat. Rosh Chodesh Ador that comes out on Shabbat. Karin B'Parsha Shkolim. We read from the Parsha of Shkolim, which is that after we read the regular Parsha of the week, we read from Parsha Kitisa, which deals with the Inyan of Shkolim. As the din is during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmi'in Al Shkolim. From the first of Adar, Bezin is Machriz. Bezin announces that people should bring in their Shkolim for the Trumat HaLishka. As after the beginning of Nisan, they start bringing the Kabbalah from the Truma Chadoshim. This is talking about on the event of an Ibrior with our two Adarim, the second Adar, the first Adar, on the other hand, we do not read the Arba Parsha. Chol Yoyz B'Techa Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, Makdimin L'Shabbos, then we read Parsha Shkolim the week before Rosh Chodesh, U'Makdikin L'Shabbos Acher. The next week, we don't read from the Arba Parsha. Bashniya Zachar, the week after that, we read Parsha Zachar Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. And that is the week before Purim. And since Haman was from Amalek, therefore we read the Parsha of Amalek the week before Purim. Bashlishit Paradum. The week after that, we read from the Parsha of Paraduma as it is getting close to Nisan, and Bezdin wants to be Mazir, the Kahal, to be retired themselves in order that they can make their Pesachim Bitar. Purim. The next week, which is before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We read HaChodesh HaZelechem. We read the Parsha of Chodesh. And then in that Parsha is also the Parsha of Pesach. Bachamishis Chodesh L'Kisidron. The next week we go back to our regular Seder, which is we go back to the regular Haftarahs of the Parsha of the week. And during the Arba Parshas, we read the Haftarah that has to do with the Arba Parshas. So therefore, the next week, when we don't read any of the Arba Parshas, we go back to the regular Haftarah of the Parsha of the week. Lakol Mafsik. For any of the following, we're Mafsik and we don't read the regular Haftarah of that Parsha. Instead, we read the Haftarah Shalon Yoni Ayom, Barashi Chadoshim, B'Chanukah, Uba Purim, B'Tainiyos, Uv Mamadois, Uv Yom HaKippur. If any one of these fall out on Shabbat, then instead of reading the Haftarah, the Parsha of the week, we read instead the Haftarah that has to do with the Inyanei Diyumah. And if they fall out on Monday and Thursday, then instead of reading from the Parsha of that week, we read instead from the Parsha that has to do with these Yom HaTovim. Maseches Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. By Pesach, Koyrim, B'Parshas Mordos, Shel Torah Kohanim. On Pesach, we read from the Torah, from Parshas Mordos and Torah Kohanim, which starts with Shur O Kesef, O Eiz, and Parshas Emor. Nowadays, the minhag is to read on the first day of Pesach from Mishku, Uchu Lachem, which is found in Parshas Bo. By Atzeres, Shiva Shavuos. On Atzeres, we read from Shiva Shavuos. Nowadays, the minhag is on the first day of Shavuos to read from Bachodesh HaShlishi, which deals with Matan Torah and Parshas Vayisroel. For Rosh Hashanah, Bachodesh HaShvi Be'echel HaChodesh. Rosh Hashanah, we read from Chodesh HaShvi Be'echel HaChodesh. Nowadays, the minhag is to read on the first day of Rosh Hashanah from Ba'ashem Pakat Asor. The Yom HaKippurim Achrimos. In Yom HaKippur, we read Achrimos, which deals with the Avodah of Yom HaKippur. The Yantav Arishon Sochag. On the first day of Sukkot, Koyrin B'Parshas Moedos of the Torah's Kohanim. We read from the Parshas Moedos and Torah's Kohanim, which is Shur Kesef O'Eiz, Ushah Koyimos Achag, and for the rest of Sukkot, for Karbanos Achag, we read from Parshas Pinchas, which deals with the Karbanos of Sukkot.